list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Well, it will be Salem Springs basketball to start this final quarter as Mountain Home leads 24-13. I'm not sure the official said something to the scoring table, but anyway, we're back underway. Here is Price taking the inbound pass and walking into the front court. She throws it to Buckminster on the left wing. Now goes up top to Dorsey, who checked back in between quarters. Now over to Price on the right wing. Now throws it up top to Vaughn. Over to Buckminster on the right side. Finds a cutting Holland back into the paint. Her jumper off the glass and in. Hadley Holland back with her first 2 points of the night. And that cuts Mountain Home's lead to single digits. 24-15 our score as we are 30 seconds into this final period. Now Walker into the front court. Salem Springs has switched to his own trap. Ball goes over to Jackson on the right side for three. Good. Leah Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. Back quickly comes Salem Springs. Going into the lane for a layup is Dorsey. Her shot partially blocked. Ball goes out of bounds as Pfeiffer is able to throw it off the leg of Dorsey. And Mountain Home will get it back with 7:05 left to play in this game. 27-15, Mountain Home leading it. Husky will trigger the inbound pass as Mountain Home, as Salem Springs going with the full court man. Now the pass was knocked away, but looks like Mount Tom's going to keep possession as Salem Springs is going to be called for a holding foul. That is on Morgan Vaughn, her second personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Panthers. With two fouls for Salem Springs, Mount Tom with no more fouls to give. The next one will put the Lady Panthers in the bonus. Walker will take the inbound pass and bring it into the front court. Drills to the right side. Tried to give it there to Husky, but Husky wasn't watching. The ball goes off the official, so it didn't go out of bounds, and Mount Tom's able to keep possession. Here's Walker with it. Throws it to Jackson on the left side. Gives it there to Husky on the wing. She takes a screen, dribbling into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass, and in! Peyton Husky with 4 points. Mountain Home leads 29-15, 6.5 minutes left. Back the other way, Dorsey going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked by Foreman. Pfeiffer comes away with the ball. Mountain Home back the other direction with it. Pfeiffer into the front court, throws it to Jackson on the right side. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound by Foreman. She throws it back out to Jackson, over to Walker in the right corner. And Mountain Home's going to set back up. Walker will drill out to the wing. She's going to throw it down on the, tried to throw it to Foreman. Pass was just a little wide of her. It goes out of bounds, and Salem Springs will get it back on the turnover. Kenley Knoll will check back into the game for the Lady Panthers as Haley Dorsey will take a seat. And now for Mountain Home, Kyra Penn will come into the game as she replaces Anna Grace Foreman. 5:59 left in this contest as Mountain Home has a 14-point lead. 29-15 is the score. Price across the timeline for the Lady Panthers. Throws it to Vaughn over on the left wing. Now she takes the screen, dribbles towards the top, now to the free throw line, into the lane, going into the lane for the layup, no good, but she draws contact and will head to the charity stripe. That foul is on Riley Walker, her second personal foul. That does put Mount Salem Springs in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Morgan Vaughn at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. That's her first point of the evening. Second shot for Vaughn. She gets both. She now has 2 points. 29-17. Mount Home's lead cut to 12. 5:44 left in the game. Husky takes the inbound pass. Brings it into the front court. Has it on the right side. Gives it to Jackson in the corner. Now she's heading towards the lane and got just a little too close to that baseline. Steps out of bounds. And Silent Springs will get back on the turnover. Trying to make a move around her defender. Just ran out of real estate there. Here's Price into the front court for the Lady Panthers. Now to Nome and a half court man. Ball goes over on the right side, on the left side that is, to Knoll. She's hanging down into the lane. Her shot was blocked by Penn. Scramble for the loose ball. And Hollenbeck gets it, goes up for the jumper. And she draws contact and will go to the line for a pair. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 8 against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. So Hadley Holland back at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up. Good. Madeline Collins, I'm sorry, that's Emma Martin checking into the game as she replaces Leah Jackson. Martin will have to be careful. She's going to come back into the game with 4 fouls. Second free throw for Hollenbeck is up and good. She now has 4 points, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, and Mountain Homes leads cut to 10. 29-19 is our score. Husky quickly into the front court, trying to avoid the double team. Dribbles towards the right corner. Now she's being trapped, and looks like Mountain Homes going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with them. 5:10 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home on top of Salem Springs, 29-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home with the basketball coming out of the timeout, took that timeout after Husky got trapped in the right corner. She's going to inbound the ball on the far sideline right in front of the Lady Bomber bench as they lead 29-19 with 5:10 left. Husky inbounds it to Walker. She has it up near the top. Salem Springs in a man-to-man, but don't be surprised they cheat off that and start trapping. Here is Pfeiffer going towards the paint, going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Vaughn. She's back quickly the other way for the Lady Panthers, going towards the lane. Now kicks out to Price on the wing. She heads towards the paint, throws over to Buckminster, down to Price in the left corner. Now to Holland, back just outside of the lane. Kicks up top to Knoll. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. And a foul is going to be called. Wow. They called Mountain Home with that foul. I'm not sure what they saw there, but they got a better view, I guess, than I did. A foul's on Kyra Penn, her first personal foul. Team foul number 9 against the Lady Bombers, so it will be Hadley Hahn back at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. First shot is good. So Mountain Home's lead is cut back to single digits with that free throw. 4:34 left to play in this game as Hollenbeck has one more free throw. She's so far 3 of 3 from the line tonight with 5 points, and make it 3 of 4 as she misses the second, and Martin will get the rebound for the Lady Bombers. Martin into the front court, drills to the right side, gives it there to Husky. Husky dribbles up to the top. Now going into right toward the right side of the lane. Now dribbles back out. Finds Penn on the wing. Up top to Martin. Over to Pfeiffer on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Hollenbeck. And back comes Salem Springs. 29-20, Mountain Home leading. A little over 4 minutes left. Here's Noel quickly back towards the paint. Finds Hollenbeck in the lane for the jumper off the glass and in. And Mountain Home's lead is all of a sudden cut to 7. And now Mountain Home's going to take another timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:57 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leads Salem Springs 29-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Seniors and their families often struggle with decline in thinking and ability to perform daily tasks. Depression and anxiety frequently make things worse. Well, North Central Arkansas has an excellent resource to help. Dr. Tom Foster, specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist, leads a dedicated team of professionals at the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home to help patients and families cope with these problems. Call today to see how they may help. 870-508-6400. BaxterRegional.org.
What if I told you could go to college and save money? At ASU Mountain Home, you can get a great education and save a lot of money. ASU Mountain Home is less than half the cost of 4-year schools. Tons of grants and scholarships are awarded every year. No matter what you want to study, there's a scholarship for you.
Is your weekend shaping up to be a little uneventful? Well, don't let this weekend slip away from you and visit the Things to Do category on Groupon. You can find endless activities to make this weekend a little different from the last. Find your fun thing to do Friday by visiting Groupon.com or the Groupon app. ABC's Daily Deal, sponsored by Groupon. Download the Groupon app and save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Available on the Apple and Google Play apps store or visit Groupon.com.
When you sleep better, you run farther, lift harder, bike longer. But to sleep better, you need a beauty rest. It's equipment for high-performance sleep. For a limited time, get a free box spring or $1,000 off a beauty rest smart motion base with the purchase of select mattresses during Beauty Rest's Upgrade Your Sleep sale. Find a retailer at beautyrestretailers.com.
The ball, Hollenbeck goes back up with it off the glass and in. Well, Hadley Hollenbeck has been much of Silent Spring's offense here in this final period as Mount Sinai leads cut back to 7, 31-24 our score, 3:13 left in the game. Here is Walker across the timeline, drills towards the left side, gives it there to Pfeiffer. Now Pfeiffer takes the screen, drills up to the top, throws it to Walker on the right side. Walker will throw it up top to Martin, over to Pfeiffer on the left. Pfeiffer takes the screen, dribbles towards the top, throws to Husky on the right side. Now Husky throws it up top to Martin, over to Walker on the left wing. Now Walker drills up between the circles, throws it to Pfeiffer on the right. 2:38 left, and now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Siloam Springs. That is on Morgan Vaughn, her third personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Panthers. Kirsten Williams' office and Haley Dorsey checking back into the game for the Lady Panthers, replacing Kenley Knoll and Chloe Price. And now for Silent Springs as well, it will be Jael Harried coming in as Brooklyn Buckminster will head to the bench. Husky will inbound it on the far sideline. Gets into Pfeiffer near the free throw line. Finds Foreman on the low block. Her shot is up off the glass and in, and she draws the foul. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night as she will go to the line for the and-one situation. That was on Hollenbeck, her second personal foul, team foul number four against Siloam Springs. Well, Price, Knoll, and Buckminster checking back into the game for the Lady Panthers. Foreman's free throw is up, no good. And rebound is controlled by Siloam Springs. They're quickly back the other way with it. And, boy, Vaughn just lost her footing and loses the ball in the process. Pfeiffer comes away with the steal, going back the other way for the reverse layup. No good, but she draws contact and will head back to the free throw line. Chloe Price picks up her third personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Panthers here in the second half. So it will be a two-shot opportunity for Hannah Pfeiffer with 2:23 left to play in the game. So far, she is 2 of 2 from the charity stripe with 12 points. First shot for Price is up, no good. Haley Dorsey checking back into the game for Siloam Springs as Harried will head back to the bench. Pfeiffer with one more opportunity to make this a double-digit lead for the Lady Bombers once again. Again, 2:23 left on the clock as Pfeiffer shoots one more free throw, and she gets it. One of two on that trip. She now has 13 points, 34-24, Mountain Home leading it. Here is Price into the front court. She has up the top, takes the screen, heading down towards, heads towards the right elbow, pulls up for the jumper, good, and Silent Springs is quickly going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them as Chloe Price goes into double figures with 10 points. 2:10 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading 34-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Now Mountain Home with the ball coming out of the Silent Springs timeout after that jumper by Chloe Price. 34-26, Lady Bombers leading it, 2:10 left. Walker takes the inbound pass as she will break the press, get the ball into the front court, and now she is fouled. And looks like Mountain Home will inbound it on the near sideline. That was the last foul Silent Springs had to give. That foul is on Morgan Vaughn, her fourth personal foul, team foul number six against the Lady Panthers. So 2:03 left to play in the game. Vaughn will take a seat as she's replaced by Noel. Again, an 8-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Husky will inbound on the near sideline. Gets up top to Pfeiffer. Now finds Foreman in the paint. She's going up for it. Oh, the shot off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman now with 4 points, and it's a double-digit lead for Mountain Home. 36-26, less than 2 minutes left to play. Here's Price on the right wing. Throws it to Holland back just inside the three-point line. Now through Noel on the right side. Goes cross-court to Williams Loftus. She drills towards the low block. Now kicks out to Price on the left wing. Her three-pointer good. And Silent Springs quickly takes another timeout. Chloe Price with 13 points. 1:36 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leads Salem Springs 36-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
1:36 left to play in the game. Mountain Home inbounding it, leading 36-29 after the three-pointer that was just hit by Chloe Price. A cross-court inbound pass to Pfeiffer. She has it in the front court and throws it out to Martin. Mountain Home's going to set back up. Martin is going to take the foul from Kirsten Williams-Loftus. That is her first personal foul, and that puts Mountain Home in the bonus. So 1-1 coming up for Emma Martin. So far, she is 1 of 3 from the free-throw line with 3 points. Williams Loftus will check out as she is replaced by Morgan Vaughn. This will probably be an offense-defense thing. Again, Morgan Vaughn has 4 fouls right now, so she's going to have to be careful. Dorsey also checks back in as she replaces Brooklyn Buckminster. 1:29 left as it's a one-and-one opportunity for Emma Martin. First shot, no good, misses the front end. Offensive rebound for Foreman, but has the ball knocked away from her. Gets it back, though, and now throws it to Martin. Now Pfeiffer has it on the left wing. 1:20 left to play in the game. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 7. Walker has it now. Now throws it back to Pfeiffer. Now she's going to be fouled. Kinley Noel picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 8. Against the Lady Panthers. So Hannah Pfeiffer go to the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. She is 3 of 4 so far from the charity stripe with 13 points. 1:14 left to play as Pfeiffer's first free throw is up and in. So she does earn the bonus. Pfeiffer with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. No good. 1 of 2 on that trip. And the rebound controlled by Salem Springs. 37-29, Mountain Home leading it. Price quickly back the other way. Throws it to Noel. Now she's heading towards the paint. Now kicks out to Dorsey. Back to Price now. Finds Holland back near the free throw line. She's heading down on the low block, going up for the jumper. Off the glass and in, and she is fouled. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul, and that puts Salem Springs in the double bonus with 56.9 seconds left. So Hollenbeck will go to the line for the and-one opportunity. Oh, Buckminster checks back into the game for Salem Springs as she's replaced by Noel. As she replaces Dorsey, that is. And the free throw by Hollenbeck is good. It is a 5-point lead all of a sudden for Mountain Home. 37-32, 56.9 seconds left. Pfeiffer takes the inbound pass. She tries to avoid the double team. Gets into the front court to Martin. Now throws it back to Pfeiffer, who has it between the circles. And now she's going to be fouled. Brooklyn Buckminster picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 9. So this will be the last 1-1 for our Mountain Home. Dorsey and Vaughn will check back into the game for the Lady Panthers, replacing Williams Loftus and Buckminster. So Hannah Pfeiffer at the free throw line again for the 1-1 opportunity. First shot is up and good. So she gets the bonus once again. She gets a second free throw. This will make it a 3-possession game once again with 46.9 seconds left. Second shot for Pfeiffer. Misses it and scramble for the rebound. Ball still loose. Now finally controlled by Salem Springs. Vaughn quickly back the other way. 38-32. Vaughn quickly pulling up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Oh, scramble for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Salem Springs basketball with 37.5 seconds left. 38-32, Mountain Home on top. As Price will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. She gets into Vaughn. Now Vaughn heading towards the paint. Kicks out to Price on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up and good. Oh, my goodness. It is a one-possession game all of a sudden as Chloe Price now has 16 points. And Salem Springs takes the timeout. We'll take it with them. 32.3 seconds left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading 38-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetrics and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the Locker Room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, ASICS, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, I'll tell you what, Silent Springs has exploded for 22 fourth-quarter points. They have cut Mountain Home's lead to 3 with 32.3 seconds left. 38-35 is our score. It will be Martin triggering the inbound pass. She gets into Husky as Husky will bring it into the front court to break the press. Now she's being double-teamed, and Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 23.2 seconds left to play. Mountain Home leading 35-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
All right, here we go. 23.2 seconds left. Mountain Home inbounds it on the far sideline right in front of the scorer's table, leading 38-35. Both teams have one full timeout left, no 30s. Pfeiffer takes the inbound pass from Martin. Now she's going to be fouled. That took a little over 2 seconds off the clock. Actually, I take it back, 1.9 seconds off the clock. That foul is on Haley Dorsey, picked up her first personal foul, and that puts Mountain Home in the double bonus. Hannah Pfeiffer at the free throw line for 2 shots. First shot for Pfeiffer, good. So that makes it a 2-possession game once again, gives them a little bit more breathing room. Then there's 21.3 seconds left on the clock as Pfeiffer takes one more free throw. She gets both. She now has 17 points, 40-35, Mountain Home leading it. Here's Price quickly into the front court, drills to the right side. Now gives it to Hollenbeck. out to Dorsey. She's heading towards the lane, going up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Pfeiffer, and now she's going to be fouled, and we'll go back to the way for two more free throws. And with 7.2 seconds left, that should pretty much put the game out of reach. And that foul's on Morgan Vaughn. She is done. Morgan Vaughn will head to the bench after picking up her fifth personal foul with 2 points. So Vaughn will head to the bench as she is replaced by Jael Harried. So again, 7.2 seconds left as Hannah Pfeiffer will have an opportunity to make this a three-possession game with two free throws. First shot is up. Good. Second free throw coming for Pfeiffer. And she gets both. 19 points for Pfeiffer. 42-35, Mountain Home leading it. Price brings it into the front court. 3 seconds left. She loses the handle of the ball. Now gets it to Dorsey, and that's the way this ball game is going to end. That shot is not going to count. Hollenbeck tried a three. It hit the glass and in, but well after the buzzer, and Mountain Home is going to get a 7-point victory. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Salem Springs 42-35. We'll start the RBS Bank postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Navy Federal is proud to serve over 1 million veterans and their families.
When you meet someone else who's been in the service, there's an underlying bond of understanding. From an early age, Navy Federal has really helped me be smart with my money. Almost sounds hokey to say it's like family.
Our veterans share more than just the credit union. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Members were compensated for their participation.
Hey, I'm Tim McGraw.
And I'm Faith Hill.
And this is music from the rest of our lives.
We'll stay young forever.